When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kid's PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino.
That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
From the Fifth Quarter Studios in Madison, Wisconsin, you're listening to Coach Unplugged. And now, your host, Steve Collins.
Hey, everybody. Welcome, welcome, welcome to the Funnel Down Defense podcast. We have not published in a while, and that's because we're working on some tweaks and some things that we have found that have worked, especially coming out of the pandemic, but some pluses and minuses. We just put into our course some game clips. Like I've said in previous podcasts, we weren't able to run it as much in our man as we were as our matchup zone, but we're going to tweak that this summer and hopefully get you some more game film and some stuff obviously next year. And I'll just keep adding it to the course as we kind of go along in the funnel down defense. And then I want to be able to do it out of a couple other sets too. And then we just keep adding stuff. So I think this summer we're going to have another Q&A for the people that have bought the class and have specific questions and want to kind of do a deep dive into the funnel down. So a lot of really good things. Prices are going to be going up on that funnel down. We had that introductory price and jumped a little bit, but it's going to jump a little bit more, especially by next fall. As kind of people kind of pivot into it. So if you're thinking of joining the Funnel Down Defense, now is the time. Go over funneldowndefense.com. I will also put down below the link for you. And I'm always email away at steve@teachhoops.com if you have any questions about your team and how Funnel Down can help you win more games in less time. Soon, talk about trapping. The trapping part. Sometimes, like I said, we don't get that as much as we necessarily would want. We get it quite a bit. So whatever terms you use, be consistent. Keep the terms. Use them all the time. They will be very helpful. Our objective. So this is what I was talking about earlier. Our objective is get in that left gutter 50 to 70% of the time. My really good teams have gotten it over there 70%. My average teams have gotten it over the 50. That's why I came up with both sides. Okay. We want our goal, what we track is 80 to 90% of the game. There are going to be times it's in the middle. We got to move them over, got to move them over, got to move them over. Now, one thing I didn't put in any of these slides is half court's our indicator. So whatever side they are on. Okay. So again, the equator is what runs down the middle of the court with symmetric. If it's on the right side of that equator, we're funneling right. If it's on the left side of the equator, we're funneling left. Because sometimes there's a question about where it is if we're not doing a very good job and they're in the middle of the court, okay? So I will sometimes early in the season put some painter tape down on the equator, which splits the lane in half, just so they can mentally kind of get ready. And then after a week, I pull that painter tape up. They got to be able to adjust to it. So I definitely give them 4 to 5 days before our first game to kind of figure out. Because to be honest, we sometimes funnel the right side and all of a sudden they're almost a half court and our guy gets beat or they get crossed over, which they shouldn't, but they do. Because they're probably thinking about their girlfriend or something. I don't know. But then they get to the left side, and then we're keeping them on the left. We're not letting them reverse the ball. Okay. So our objective with this offense is keep them in that 40%. We want them to take bad shots, which are mid-range, short corner, weak hand. Okay. If we can get the first two, we're really good. We have problems sometimes with the weak hand one. We do not want them to reverse. That just think about every offense known to man wants to reverse the ball. They want to reverse it. They want to reverse it. They want to reverse it. We cannot let them reverse it. So again, a lot of our breakdown drills, our small sided stuff takes that into account. Initially, we're just working on keeping them in the gutter. Then our progression adds to 4-on-4, 5-on-5, so on and so forth. Okay. So they got to talk. They have to talk. I don't know about your teams, but my teams have to talk anyway, but especially in this defense, I've gotten better on turnovers because we've picked the pace up a little bit in the last 2 or 3 years. Going back to some of my great teams that you saw pictures of, but you can't let them have threes. So the hard part is you're going to teach it a little different than you have before in the sense that you are going to not close out. You are going to run them off. So we always talk about running off. You are going to run them off that 3-point line. You have to run them off the 3-point line. You can't let them shoot open threes because what's the point of running it if we want to keep them moving, and you will have help and people will be in the right spots. If you're doing it properly. So keep it simple. Like I said, at the beginning of this, if you keep it simple and you just work on funneling to the gutter and trying to get them to the strike zone, if you just do that, you'll be more, I mean, if you don't do any of the other stuff and the tweaks and how we do this in a man and how we do this in a zone and the 85 different things that I talk about in terms of the funnel down, it will work and it will frustrate most teams. The tweaks come when you started running it. People have kind of figured out what you're running, and then you're going to have to go, okay, we're going to go funnel down man to funnel down zone. We're going to go funnel down full court. You know, we're going to run a 2-2-1 back to a 2-3. When you start doing those kinds, or they start ball screening, or they flash somebody, I don't really care, but they flash somebody across. Those are the little tweaks that you'll have to make. Funnel that strike zone, it will work. It shrinks, like I said, it shrinks the court. Okay. So much so. And to be honest with you, I think one of the reasons this has worked is the lines are on the court. I'm telling you, it's that visual for them. They know where nobody plays with a charge arc, but everyone that plays Division I or college basketball knows where that charge arc is. Everyone knows where the 3-point line is. Trust me. They all know where the 3-point line is. Well, they know where the gutter is in our gym. And every gym we played in. I mean, now I'm going to tell you when we've gone to the Kohl Center, it's caused there's no gut, but that's usually the end of the season. You know, if you're having that issue at the end of the season and it's your last game of the season on a big court, they know where the gutter is at that point. They don't need to see the visuals of that. Key concepts, like I said, shrink the floor, pin, funnel, trap. Some parting thoughts, and then I'll look at some questions. I see people have questions up here. I've answered some of them, but spend time on what happens in a game. What do kids want to do right now? They want to shoot threes. Okay. Do they really want to run the offense? Kinda. Their coach is going to make them run the offense. So that's part of it. They want to get on transition. Great. We're going to funnel you in the transition because we're going to pick you up in the full court and we're going to get you to that specific gutter. So you have to think about that, and you have to think, if you run this in practice, your offense gets better. It was one of those things I wasn't thinking about on that napkin when I was driving from Chick-fil-A. I wasn't thinking about it. It really wasn't. But we have gotten better because when we literally have to go dummy D, or I have to bring in my JV team so I can work on our offense and our training, because we've gotten so good at the funnel that it's like, well, we got to be able, other teams are going to let us reverse the ball. So it has helped our, ball movement. It has helped our offense. It was one of those, I'm running because it's making me feel better, but now I'm losing weight too, kind of things. It's like, it was one of those benefits you don't necessarily know is going to happen that does. We spend less time on defense than we did before I put this in. That was another golden nugget. Is I think I, when I went on practice, I used Practice Planner Live. When I went on that, I think we saved about 20% of practice time when we went to this, because I wasn't spending as much time on, we're playing this team, I got to run a 1-3-1. We're running this team, I got to run pack line. I've got this team. Because to be honest with you, if you're a one-trick pony and you're only doing one thing, it's hard. But this allows me variation, allows me to run some zone, allows me to run some man. And to be, we'll do funnel down and we'll do straight man. We'll go back and forth. You know how long it takes me to put in straight man? About a day. Because they've been running it since they were, hopefully been running it since they're this tall. And then we can just kind of flip out of it. And it's like, so, but I wouldn't initially, when I put it in, I wouldn't do that. Our program is far enough along that they kind of know the nuances of the different ones. The type of shots they're taking are the type of shots we want to take. Now, I have two players on my team this year that can shoot mid-range jumpers. They are like dinosaurs. Like, you just don't see them anymore. So this will get those kind of shots, those 14 to 18 foot contested shots off the dribble. Great. If you beat me shooting 15 to 16 foot jump shots off the dribble contested, I'm going to have to hit a lot more threes, but good for you. I just have not seen the kids that can consistently do that. Beat the best teams. I've talked about that. Takes teams out of their comfort zone. Very easy to teach. I'm crazy easy. Now, to get really good at it, it takes a little bit more, but it's pretty easy. All right, let me look at some questions here. Yes, on that. Someone asked about the switching screens. Okay, at what point do you deny reversals? That's a great question. I don't think anyone's asked me that in a really long time. I don't really care if they're reverse. Now, we do some run and jump out of this. So obviously I would care a little bit more if we were doing that. We would be running run and jump. If I had to say the basic funnel down is I don't deny reversals until it breaks the half court plane. Again, it's a line on the court. It's easier for my guys to understand, similar to the volleyball lines. Okay. When we're doing other things, we're trapping, we're running, run and jump, but our indicator is once the ball breaks the plane, okay, on a pass or a dribble, that half court, then we're not letting it come back across. I have found it's kind of like when I used to run my 1-3-1 a lot, and I'm going to run a little bit of it this year, I think, is when you extend it, you start losing some of those, some of the positives of it. There's too many gaps is what I'm saying. There's too many gaps when you extend too far. That's fine. I can live with the gaps and stuff. So do you pressure the ball? I call them my little gnats. I got like four of them this year. I call them my little gnats. They just bother them the whole court. Yes. I have guys that I have pick up in the full court. Now, do I do it all the time? No. because I'm a clock guy. I'm managing that. But I believe you should be harassing the other person's quote. I'm using air things point guards the entire game. And if you have the depth to do it, it's great. And we have the depth this year. We're going to do it. We're going to always have somebody there. We're always going to have somebody funneling. I think it's harder when you let them walk the ball up the court, because they're going to walk the ball up the right side then. So if you're doing that, I would at least pick up at three-quarter court and try to get them to the left side if possible. High 1-4 set, that's fine. I have no problem with the high 1-4 set, because once it gets to the wing. So first of all, again, coach, I'd have to see your team. And I have to see the exact alignment, but unless your point guard can really get it to those high posts, I would say from an observational study of someone that's coached a really long time, when people run a high 1-4, they tend to pass it to one of the wings. I think it's about 20% of the time it goes to the high post, unless he pops really, really, really high. If he does, great. Then hopefully you have a big that can funnel them. And then it's going to be on a side. Then at that point, we're just not going to let them reverse it. So I have no problem with the high 1-4. I actually like the high 1-4. It tends to work really well for us because they tend to pass to the wings, and then great. You're not getting it back. That big is not going to be open. Great. I mean, we'll just deny that high post. You're not going to reverse it. You got two guys out way on the other side. So you do this in my drills a little bit. You do have to work on the skip. There are some weaknesses to this. I mean, there's some things you need to work on. Like, you do have to work on the ball screen. You do have to work on the skip. How are we doing that? How are we, you know, you have to teach them the positioning and how to run them off the line. But from a list standpoint, the number of things you need to teach them is 10% of what you normally need to teach, because there really aren't that many rotations. There really aren't that many different spots that you need to be, because everyone knows where this person's supposed to be going. So they know what spot they're supposed to be in. Are there anything that kind of stretch your limits defensively? Now, if you're in a non-shot clock and you're trying to take time off the clock, we have to tweak a little bit the denial, but it actually works pretty well. We have extended the doubles at times. You know, this is something that our coaches are doing right now that you might want to think about too, is I would figure out I would look at your league right now. I'm going to give you a golden nugget that has nothing to do with funnel down. If you think about your league, and think about how many points per possession, how many points they score per minute in your league, okay, or your youth league. We have figured that out over the last 5 years, how many points teams average score over a period of a minute, okay? So we have figured out if we're down 8 to 9 points with 4 minutes to go, we're in kind of a weird zone. Now, in your head, you might not think that, but in our league,
with the Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
The average number of points people can score, it's going to be hard if you can come back from being 8 to 10 down with 4 minutes to go. So then all of a sudden, then we got to rev it up. Maybe we got to do something different. Maybe we got to trap high. But the spread offense doesn't tend to hurt us, other than if we're in a situation where we have to get back, or we have to score or do something like that, then that causes some problems for us. But don't be down is what I would say. But anyway, if you run a 2-2-1, do you label areas in the full court as strike zone or just short corner? No. So that's a great point. We'll run a normal 2-2-1. If you know a 2-2-1 in the full court, nothing gets in the middle, full denial. No, we will trap. Our indicator then is half court. Okay. they've gotten it over half court. Now we're in our 2-3 or 2-2-1, or you can even do it out of a man. And at that point, now we're funneling to the short corner. So it's actually, if you know anything about a 2-2-1, there's several ways of running a 2-2-1. I'm not going to teach you the 2-2-1, but there's the aggressive and the non-aggressive way, depending on where the back person, if the back one of the 2-2-1 takes the sideline away, it's a little bit more aggressive. Anyway, it tends to be a non-aggressive zone press. You will get turnovers. You will get things to score on it. But no, I don't have a strike zone when I'm doing the 2-2-1. I run a normal 2-2-1. I run a normal diamond in one. I run a normal run and jump until it gets to half court. Are we trying to keep them outside? You know, if I'm doing a run and jump, I want to keep them in the gutters anyway. I don't necessarily want them in the alley at all. So hopefully that answered the question. These were all really good questions. Okay, I'm going to jump in. So like I told you when I started this, this is literally the beta version of this. I'm going to, Coach and I thought of about a month ago that we're going to do this and share it, because I think Coach has been retired for a while and I'm knocking on the retirement door at some point. So we thought we'd share it. I think we got a good enough team that it really won't matter if people know what we're doing in our area. But anyway, so I'm going to tell you what's in the funnel down defense right now, all the stuff that's listed. And then I'm going to tell you what we're going to add. Hopefully we're going to add. I know I have two coaches that have already told me they're going to share tape. I'm going to help them. We're going to sit down and do this. And I'm going to look at them and help them with that. But I'm going to do that with my team. I'm going to show you our practices and that kind of stuff. We didn't get the huddle focus thing, but we got something else in our gym now. So I'm going to be able to get really good film during practice and not have to worry about it. But anyway, so what do I have in my funnel down? I have basically what I showed you today was probably 10% of what I've got as far as the course goes. So I've got that. I've got drills, because I want to know how to do this. I want to know how to implement it. So I basically videotaped my guys doing it. I'm going to redo those. Those are, again, it's the beta version. I'm going to up that, but I got them in there so you can see them doing it. You can see the PDFs of them doing it and the video breakdown of it. I got a cheat sheet, which basically you can keep with you, which has like what I just showed you with the pin and the funnel and all that kind of stuff. I am going to anybody that does the course, I'm going to do a private Zoom Q&A, and it's probably going to be more than one. I'm going to promise one, but it's going to be probably a bunch of them, because I think it will be helpful. I think I answered questions today that were helpful. And then I started a community. I've already had like some of my friends and stuff jump in. There's like 10 coaches in it right now, because it literally started yesterday in Slack. So I'm trying to get, we won't talk about Facebook. I'm trying to get off of Facebook a little bit, and I'm using Slack. I use that with my coaches. Slack is a wonderful tool. There's another golden nugget for you. If you're not using Slack with your coaches, there's a free version of Slack. Go get it, use it, keep it all there. You can have it. Basically, it's a great, every business uses, most businesses use Slack kind of as meetings, and you can keep all your scouts for specific people, and it's organization, and it's awesome. So if you don't know what it is, look it up, use it for your staff. Put you and all your assistants in there, and you guys, I can send a message to just one assistant. I can post other things. It is unbelievably cool. Then, like I said, I'm going to put in game film. I'm going to put in practice film. Okay. I'm going to tell you right now, I'm going to tell you the price it is right now. And it's going to be 2, 3, 4 times this, because I want to keep this small. I want to be able to help the coaches that are running it. Because to be honest with you, I'm a teacher, and I don't want to give somebody a tool and not be able to teach them. That's the first thing. Second thing is I'm still learning. I've been running it for 7 years and I'm still learning on it. So I don't want, 700 people running funnel down. I can't help any of them and I won't know what's going on. I want to learn. And I'm going to tell you, selfishly, I want to be able to do it with my team. So if there was, 2 months ago, I was sharing this with a coach from Tennessee, and he showed me something, boom, oh my gosh, why did I not think of that? I should do that too. So that's why I'm going to, if you know anything about economics, if you increase price, numbers will go down, blah, blah, blah. So I'm going to just be honest. It's never going to be the price it is today through Sunday. And then I'm going to basically close it probably for the season because I don't have time to do it. But I'm going to do it's the beta version. You can find it. It's not 149. It's not 129. It's not 99. It's going to be $69 period from now until Sunday. And then I'm closing it. I will be on the Slack. I will be there to help you. This is about as soft a sell as I can give you, but funneldowndefense.com will take it to you. If you want to get it, I'm going to put this replay. So watch your emails tomorrow. I will put this replay and you'll have access to the replay from now until Sunday. If you want to watch it, see any of the slides, any of the stuff I talked about. I know I didn't go full screen. I probably will redo this so you can see it full screen. But anyway, I see someone has a question up above. That's what I have. Anybody else has questions? I am definitely more. Yes. Yeah, so this is different. So someone asked, I had a Teach Hoops member ask. Teach Hoops is different. This is a whole separate entity. And the reason is I'm doing it with my assistant coach and we're splitting it. And I didn't expect anybody to ask that, but that he's, and John will be on here. John worked for the state. He used to be a head coach. Him and I did this together. So I'm giving him full credit. He's a mastermind when it comes to this kind of stuff. And anyway, I'm sure he'll be on the first Q&A. He'll probably be on all the Q&As. Now him and I will sometimes disagree, which is healthy. We'll probably disagree on the Q&A too. But you'll always have access to this. It's hosted on something different. It will just be there. And as I add stuff, if you jump in now, as I add stuff, it's all going to be there. And the same thing with Slack. I'm not going to kick you out of Slack. You'll always have the Funnel Down Defense Slack thing. I'm hoping people go in there when we're having troubles or we need help. I'm sure I'll be posting when my big man isn't doing his rotations and things like that. Does anybody else have any questions that I can ask right now? Super easy to run is what that's probably my easiest selling point. Doesn't matter. You're welcome. What you're running, it will work. It really will. I would not. So here's my last pitch. I would not be selling this and sharing it if I didn't think it worked. I run it. It's similar to the Chris Baird, but it has some tweaks to it. And the drills and stuff, I think are good. They're really good. And then I'm going to be adding to them. I'm not super happy. I mean, they're the ones I used again, didn't have a season last year. They're the ones I used a couple years ago. So what I'm going to do is I got to tweak them too. But I believe in the full thing. I consider this, and somebody asked if this they consider it a conservative or an aggressive. I consider it aggressive because I'm trying to dictate to you. So that's why I think it's an aggressive defense. Now, are you always trapping? No. Are you always trying to turn people over? No. You're trying to get them to take shots that they don't want to take. That is the whole point of a defense, right? It's not so. That's why I love this defense. It's taking you out. It's taking them out of what they want to do. They want to reverse the ball. They want to shoot threes. They want to run their offense. You know, they want to take 25 seconds off and then get a shot. Boom, boom, boom. So it's taking them out of all of those things. If the ball is on the wing on the left side and they try to drive middle, how do you handle that? First of all, if my EBF is right, if my ears, butt, and feet are right, they can't do it. The second thing is they try to drive. I mean, we teach them how to take charges because we say you are the wall. And if they're trying to run through the wall, you have to make someone pay. It's probably with an ER visit if they're trying to run through a wall. So if they do that and they drive middle, that it means you weren't pushing the right way. And I'm going to tell you, it's hard for them the first week, they have to get out of that mental part of their state, because they're trying to funnel to a specific spot. They're trying to keep them out and you know, pin them on that sideline. And it's hard because they've run, you know, trust me, I live in Wisconsin. Pack line is king. Man to man is king. That's what they've learned since they could walk. Great. It's about a 30 degree angle shift on their hips. Not even that, probably. It's probably closer to 20. I should actually do that measurement, being a former geometry teacher. But it's that, and I'll give you another golden nugget for the people of the state. EBF, ears, butt, feet. So they're sitting on their ear that's closest to the middle. Their butt is to the opposite block, and their feet are shifted, like I said, about 15 degrees, EBF, ear, butt, feet. So if it's on the right side, they're sitting on their left ear, right? They're literally on that ear. They're up and they're on that ear. So they're kind of closing out on that ear. So we talk EBF all the time, ear, butt, feet, ear, butt, feet, ear, butt, feet. If their butt is facing the opposite low block, they're going to probably be in the right position. Is it a little bit of a 2 to 5 degree angle shift? Sometimes, but it's not much. If they're sitting on the ear, if they their butt to the opposite block and their feet are positioned right where one is kind of in the crotch and one is on the outside, they're okay. I'm going to tell you one more thing, and I get long winded because I love this so much. Is they have to read. I mean, if I'm guarding Giannis, and I'm guarding coach over there, they're different, right? So space, I mean, I'm still in their bubble, but I can't quite funnel Giannis like I can funnel someone else. That's where that 5 to 10 degree thing. And then we talk about that. We talk about it in the scout. We talk about it with, you know, like horizontally challenged, kind of, you know, vertically challenged, whatever. We talk about that. Oh, can you clarify what you mean stress in regards to ear, butt, feet? Yes. So again, I think I did that, but I think I just saw this. But again, let's say they're on the right side of the court and we didn't do a very good job. Okay. And they're driving down. I'm sitting on their left ear. Now, as I'm facing the basket, and this is my right hand, I'm sitting on this ear. So it's always the opposite ear. Okay. And the butt is toward. We have found that that low block seems to be about the right angle. And it's someplace that we can point to, similar to the lanes on the court. It just makes it easier. Yes. So okay. So close out, they're going to get the shot off in closeouts. You want to run off the line because they won't have the shot. Right. So it's the math again. I don't want them shooting a three. Are they going to get shots up? Yes. Are they going to know that I'm coming at them and trying to run them off? Yes. So that's what I want to do. I want to run them off both of those. Hold on. I want to stop my share here. You want to run them off that clock. Run them off. It's just so much easier. I'm letting John in. Hey, John, hold on. Wheeler just came in. John, I called you out earlier about you doing your Princeton and me doing my funnel down. So I did pay a big compliment. I said, John is the guy to go see if you want to run the Princeton offense, but I'm not sure funnel down might stop it. But anyway, I told him we'll have a big like WWE now, is it? Not WWF. I grew up WWF. SmackDown. All right. Are there any other questions? These have all been really good. No? All right. I watch your emails tomorrow. I will make sure that I put this replay. I'll load it up as soon as I get off. I'm going to go have some dinner first, maybe walk the dogs, even though it's dark out, and then I will upload it. All right. Thank you, guys. I appreciate everybody coming. Hope we got some golden nuggets out of it.
Thanks, Coach.
Yep. Bye.
Sports Social Podcast Network. Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.